الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة وسئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وما بر الحج قال إفشاء السلام وطيب الكلام وفي حديث آخر قال إفشاء السلام وإطعام الطعام أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام Elders, brothers and sisters in Islam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor grace and mercy it is upon us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed many of us with this opportunity of carrying out that great ibadat upon which the very culmination and perfection of deen took place. Allama Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that through the hajj the completion of Allah's deen on this earth took place. That is why we find that on the occasion of Hajj, the verse of the Quran was revealed, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. That it was on the occasion of Hajj that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that today I have completed your deen for you. And I have completed and perfected my favor and my bounty upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا And I have chosen Islam as your deen. This journey of Hajj, if you look at the advices given by the ulama kiram and by our kabirin and elders, we find that in fact it is the exposition, display, primarily of the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exhibiting his love and his search for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up the doors of his mercy and forgiveness with regards to this occasion of Hajj, Bayhaqi mentions And Anas radiallahu ta'ala used to say with regards to the first 10 days of Zilhijjah that every day يَعْدِلُ كُلُّ يَوْمٍ بِأَلْفِ يَوْمٍ Every day is equivalent to 1,000 days وَيَوْمُ عَرَفَ بِعَشَرَةِ أَلَافِ يَوْمٍ And the ibadat of the day of Arafah is equivalent to 10,000 days of ibadat. Bayhaqi also mentions the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam equated the amal of the person performing hajj during the 10 days of Zilhijjah to that person who is making jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And not just making jihad, but jihad in such a manner that every night he is guarding and every day is spent in fasting. A mujahid whose every day is in fasting and whose every night is guarding in the path of Allah Ta'ala, the reward that mujahid gets, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a person performing hajj during the ibadat of the first 10 days of Zilhijjah is getting the same reward. On occasion, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting and two people came to him and they said, O Nabi of Allah, we have certain questions we want to put to you. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at them and he said that if you want, you can put forward your questions, and if you want, I will inform you what your questions are. So these people were very greatly surprised. And they told him that, O Nabi of Allah, tell us, what are the questions that we had in our hearts? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that you people want to know what is the reward of a person who leaves his house and proceeds towards the Baytullah for Hajj. You want to know what is the reward of the two rakats of Salah that you will make after Tawaf. You want to know what is the reward of the Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. You want to know what is the reward of the wukuf of Arafat. You want to know what is the reward of pelting the shayateen. You want to know what is the reward of slaughtering the animal of Qurbani. You want to know what is the reward of thereafter of performing the tawaf-i-ziyarat. These people said, Wallah, by the qasam of that being who has sent you with the truth, O Nabi of Allah, these definitely were the questions that were there in our hearts. To this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and he said, فَإِنَّكَ إِذَا خَرَجْتَ مِنْ بَيْتِكَ تَأُمُّ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامِ فَلَا تَضَعُ نَاقَتُكَ كُفْخُفًا وَلَا تَرْفَعُهُ إِلَّا كُتِبَتْ لَكَ بِهَا حَسَنًا وَحُطَّ عَنْكَ بِهَا خَطِيئًا. He said, a person leaves his house and he proceeds to the Baytullah, every step he will take, every step he will take, one sin is wiped away and one good deed is written down for this person. وَأَمَّا رَكْعَتَاكَ بَعْدَ الطَّوَافِ كَعِتْقِ رَقَبَةٍ مِّن بَنِي إِسْمَعِيلِ. Thereafter he performs two rakats of salah after tawaf, Allah will give him the reward of freeing a slave from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam, that he is freeing an Arab slave. وَأَمَّا طَوَافُكَ بَيْنَ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَى كَعِتْقِ السَّبْعِينَ رَقَبَةٍ. Thereafter he proceeds for sa'i between Safa and Marwa, Allah will give him the reward as if he freed 70 slaves. وَأَمَّا وُقُوفُكَ عَشِيَّةَ عَرَفَةٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَهْبِطُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا فَيُبَاهِي بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةً عِبَادِي هَؤُلَاء جَاءُونِي شُعْثًا مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ يَرْجُونَ جَنَّتِي وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابِي فَلَوْ كَانَتْ ذُنُوبُكُمْ كَعَدَدِ الرَّمَلِ أَوْ كَقَطَرِ الْمَطَرِ أَوْ كَزَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ لَغَفَرْتُهَا لَكُمْ أَفِيضُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ وَلِمَنْ شَفَعْتُمْ لَهُ. Thereafter the Hujjaj will gather on the plains of Arafat. This gathering on Arafat is actually for those endowed with spiritual insight. It is the final testimony and declaration of where the lover completely throws himself on the doorstep of his beloved. On one occasion in Makkah Mukarramah during the days of Hajj, the Mashayikh had gathered, and the topic of discussion was, what is true love of Allah? So amongst them was Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, who at that time was a youngster. So various of the mashayikh described what is true love for Allah and who is the ashik of Allah. Then they looked at him and they said, ma taqulu fi hadha ya Iraqi. He was from Iraq. They said, oh youngster, what is your view with regards to this topic of discussion? فَأَطْرَقَ سَاعَةً ثُمَّ دَمَعَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. He paused and he pondered over this. And thereafter his eyes brimmed over with tears. And he said, عَبْدٌ ذَاهِبٌ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَمُتَّصِلٌ بِذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ قَائِمٌ بِأَدَاءِ حُقُوقِهِ نَاظِرٌ إِلَيْهِ بِقَلْبِهِ أحرق قلبه أنوار هيبته وصفى شربه من كأس وده وانكشف له الجبار من أستار غيبه فإن تكلم فعن الله وإن نطق فعن الله وإن عمل فبأمر الله وإن سكن فمع الله فهو لله وبالله ومع الله. He said, the عاشق, the one who has handed himself over to Allah, عَبْدٌ ذَاهِبٌ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ, is that person who has become completely oblivious of his own desires. He has lost even the perception or thought of himself. Muttasilum bi dhikri rabbihi. His heart is completely immersed in the remembrance of Allah. He is firm upon fulfilling the commands of Allah. And the focus of the gaze of his Allah is of the focus of the gaze of his heart is towards Allah. Allah's awe, Allah's haybat, Allah's splendor, Allah's magnificence has burnt out every other love from his heart, and every other consideration and allegiance has come out of his heart besides the allegiance and reliance of Allah alone. And he has drunk to his full from the cup of Allah's love. And his connection and ta'alluq with Allah is such that Allah has revealed himself to him. Allah has revealed himself to him from behind the curtain of his concealment. Now he has become Allah's. Allah has become his. And the proof of this is that when he speaks now, it is with the consciousness of Allah. When he carries out any action, it is according to the command of Allah. When he is in solitude, then his heart is with Allah. So he belongs to Allah. His living is for Allah. His dying is for Allah. His entire being is for Allah alone. When they heard this description of what the ashiq of Allah is on the occasion of Hajj, then these mashayikh, they each one burst into tears and they said, Ma ala hadha min mazid. There is nothing more that can be said in this matter besides what this youngster has said. This exhibition of true love for Allah in reality is supposed to occur on the plains of Arafat. That is why ulama explained, they say the whole year Arafat is desolate, there is no one there even. With difficulty you'll even find a bird flying in Arafat, yet on that day millions of people converge on this place. Why? Because Allah wants you to be here on this day. That day Makkah is empty also. So they say that this converging itself on this desert ground or piece of ground, there can be no other motivation besides the desire of seeking Allah. And I have to be where my Allah wants me to be. So they say the overriding message of Hajj is that when the person returns from Hajj, he returns with this frame of mind and this commitment of heart that after this journey of Hajj, I will do what my Allah wants me to do. I will refrain from that which my Allah wants me to refrain. And I will be where my Allah wants me to be. وَأَمَّا وُقُوفُكَ عَشِيَّةَ عَرَفًا. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, coming back to that hadith we were mentioning, Allah descends to the first heaven in a descension which is in keeping with his greatness. He addresses his malaika, عِبَادِي هَاُولَا. Look at these slaves of mine, جَاءُونِي شُعْثًا مِّن كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. They have come to me with disheveled hair, bodies laden with dust from various deep and distant ravines and parts of this earth. In fact, this kafiyat and manner of a haji, that his body is full of dust, his hair is disheveled, his clothing is moist with perspiration. That is an indication of a true lover of Allah, where he has lost concern for even his personal appearance. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, Ayyul Haji Afdal, who is the most virtuous Haji, or what is the correct appearance and concept of a Haji? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ash-sha'ath sha'ithu tafil. That person whose body is full of dust, his hair is disheveled, and his clothing is moist with perspiration. He was asked, Ayyul Hajji Afdal, which is the best Hajj? He said, Al-Ajju wa-Thajj. That person, in the explanation of this hadith, is mentioned, Ajju takbir ajja, wa-Thajju al-Ibila thajja. That his voice is raised loudly, He's not concerned with those around him. He's shouting out the takbir, and the takbir of Hajj is labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. And we find to a very large extent that this great sunnah, in fact what ulama say is a shiar and symbol of Hajj, the labbaik, that has come out of us to a very large extent. And we find that people, even though they may be reciting the labbaik, they are doing it softly, or they are engaged in worldly talks. He said the best Hajj is where the voice is raised all the time with the labbaik. He said, "Ma min muslimin yulabbi illa labba man an yameenihi wa an shimalihi min hajarin aw shajarin aw madar hatta tanqati' al-ard min hauna ila hauna." He said a Muslim, when he shouts out the labbaik, then everything around him, the trees, the sand, the earth, till the furthest corner of the globe shouts out the labbaik because of the labbaik of this Haji. So this is the shiar, the symbol of Hajj, that a person loses concern about his personal appearance even. Atta says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he proceeded from Mina to Arafat, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wearing a simple garment. He said the value of it was not even 4 dirhams. His clothing was absolutely simple. His appearance was disheveled and dust laden. And he said on the lips of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the dua, Allahumma ja'alhu hajjam maqboolan mabrooran la riya'a fihi wa la sum'a. He said, "Oh my Allah, make this a hajj maqbool, make this a hajj mabroor, in which there is no riya', in which there is no showing off, in which there is no desire for pomp and fame." Ulama say that a great lesson is learned from this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say the primary dua of a haji with regards to his hajj should be that Allah Ta'ala must make it a hajj mabrur. In the hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al hajjul mabrur laysa lahu jaza'un illa al jannah." That a hajj mabrur, this word mabrur comes from bir, which literally means righteous, beautiful. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a righteous, a beautiful, and an accepted hajj, the only recompense and return for it is that jannah becomes wajib for the haji. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the narrator of this hadith. Immediately he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, "O Nabi of Allah, you have said jannat is wajib for a hajj mabrur, wa ma birrul hajj." What is a mabrur hajj? What is a righteous hajj? What is an accepted hajj? Normally, if we apply our logic and our perception to Islam and to ibadat, then our reply would have been a hajj wherein the haji is always making tilawat of Quran, wherein the haji is always making tahajjud salah, wherein the haji is always engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, wherein the haji is always engaged in ibadat. Definitely this is important. In fact, its importance cannot be overstated. But there is a deeper meaning, and there is a greater requirement behind this entire exercise of Hajj, which to a very large extent, the realization, perception and importance of this has come out of the Ummat. Ulama explained that if you look at the Shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say 1/3 of the Shariat pertains to acts of ibadat. In fact, if you open the books of fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence, if it is a 5-volume work, you'll find 1 or 1.5 volume Kitab al-Salah, Kitab al-Sawm, Kitab al-Zakat, etc.